I'm good. I'm good. Yes, I'm pretty kind of kind of
Can we do three? Would you like a coffee?
No, I think Kevin's just there.
No, it's good.
4:30? How you doing, Alton?
Hanging in.
Hanging in there?
Yeah.
Really, are you doing okay?
Yeah. Just a little weak, you know, yeah.
You been in the hospital before?
No. Just rehabbing myself.
Yeah.
Walking and riding my bike, you know.
On that bicycle?
Yeah, I do. Almost fell off.
Let's get started, 3:00. Yes, sir, we're alive.
Yes, sir.
Be on my three gym.
I'll second that. Come on, you said my line.
Yeah, I guess we better behave ourselves. All right, let's get rolling, so, Mr. Ross, Corporal, Captain, Major.
Gopher.
Gopher. What are you, Captain, Major?
Major.
Major. He's the guy, I don't want him as a.
He's the good guy.
He's the one in control guy.
He's the one that always find me a bike helmet if I need it, a car seat if I need it, you know.
When you've been around a long time, you know where everything's hidden.
I know where everything's hidden, yeah.
Something going on up at OBS, two of your cars are.
There's no tolerance.
Three of them, yeah.
Oh, really?
All these cars going into OBS, and what's going on?
It's a sale.
Sale. It's a sale, yeah.
They're piloting. I didn't know that, that horse people and all that. Anyway, welcome, thank you for coming. Everybody knows everybody, and I'm sure our speaker will introduce someone.
Me too.
Oh, we do, okay. Well, let's go around the table then.
I'm Brenda Christen, soon to be career source secretary for the mayor.
Scott Heckmeyer, Community Housing Partners of Florida.
Al Van Dyne, New Covenant Faith Initiatives.
Dylan Shanto, PD, calling for the chief.
Carol Slocum, Chamber of Economic Partnership here for Kevin Chili.
Right, no habitat for your man.
Now, before you say that, Al.
Aubrey Gale, City of Oakland.
Thank you, Girl Airport Director.
Thanks for having us in your home.
Okay, I think I heard Scott earlier saying there was a change in the minutes, we need to change the name.
Yeah, make a motion, we approve the minutes with the correction of the, my title should say Community Housing Partners of Florida.
And you're not officially your new name.
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion, do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. All right, that was fast. Your answer.
All right, well, Melanie and Aubrey asked me to come in and speak today for the discussion, last meeting about airline service at Oakland Airport. Whenever I do public speaking, it's the number one question that I'm always asked, when we get an airline traffic, when the airlines, why can't I fly to this city? Or other places? So that's the number one question always asked.
And we have all those same questions.
We get phone calls every single day from people wondering why they can't find flights to Oakland, you know, on Travelocity. We get those a lot. We had commercial service here basically from the 60s through the late 70s, maybe the early 80s. Allegheny Airways and Eastern Airlines used to fly out of the airport. When that ended around that timeframe, it never came back. The city council and the airport board tried on numerous occasions to bring airlines back to the airport. They conducted several feasibility studies over time, several of them. And the bottom line is nothing's changed. If an airline were to call me today and said, Matt, I'm going to fly in and start service tomorrow, we could accommodate it. We've got the facilities, we have the manpower, we have the equipment, we have the rules rules and the regulations in place to accommodate it. Before you, because if the airlines can make a dollar out of Cali Airport, they would be here right now. Mm-hmm. That being said, we do accommodate some types of airline traffic, mainly the charter traffic of the large airline-type aircraft, 757s, Airbus A320s, 737s, things like that. Anything that has 30 passenger seats or more, we can accommodate because we have the necessary FAA license to accept those operations. Things like Honor Flight, the Delta charters that come in, flying the teams in, and even just private charters. One of the farms in town, the owner owns a hockey team. He brings a hockey team in every year for a little excursion out on his farm. Brings them in a charter 737. Things like that we would not be able to accommodate if we didn't have the necessary paperwork in place. And all that means is that we do daily inspections and our safety and our operations are on a level that's acceptable to the FAA. It has nothing to do with the control tower. There are plenty of airports out there that have airline service without a control tower. But going back to the economics, if you think about where we're located, if you want to turn and look at that, we're darn near in the middle of the state. Jacksonville, Daytona, Orlando-Sanford, Orlando International, even Lakeland, Tampa Clearwater, Gainesville, all those airports, there's 8 or 9 of them, all surround Ocala. You can fly anywhere in the world within about a 2 hours drive of Ocala. And trying to find a market that is underserved by those 8 or so airports that we can tap into is difficult. Now, there are communities that have paid airline seat guarantees to operate out of there. We can certainly do that. It's going to cost a lot of money. And that's where the business community needs to step up. If there's a concerted effort to bring airline service in here, it's going to be the business community that's going to be the draw, because then what's they going to be using it? Plain and simple. Now, my previous position, I came from the Sebo Springs Airport, and that community had an airline seat guarantee program. It was wholly separate from the city. Although the city made a contribution to it, we never really knew what the total contributions were because it was privately held, and it was negotiated directly with the airlines in a private arrangement. So the city was completely outside of it. Now the city would help and try and lure airlines and expand service and bring additional cities in. But it was an interesting program because once you start paying for airline service, you never, ever stop paying for it. And that's the problem. A lot of communities face that. They can get grants for airline service. Gainesville did. Northwest Airlines at the time, maybe about 5 years ago, Gainesville got a 2-year grant to support Northwest Airlines operating out of that airport when the grant went away, so did the airline. So you can imagine a smaller community that puts all this money and infrastructure into their airport so that the airline can come in and they utilize a grant so that they can operate, and then when the airline goes away and there's no money to bring in another one, then all that money's wasted and lost. It's a tough situation. The city council wants staff to focus on this airport with the general aviation capacity. They haven't directed us to look at airlines. And frankly, I'm not the person to do it. And neither is the city council, and neither is the airport board. I've said it already, it's the business community. It really is. We think that we can best serve the community in an air cargo capacity at general aviation facility. Meaning, in our master plan, we're focusing on the west side of the airport. If you look at that aerial right there, it's on the if you look at the main runway, west is to the top of the area. North is to the right. So that whole area to the west of the airport is slated for large aviation development. Pointed out. Basically, we're in this building right here, and this area, all right in here, is slated for large aviation developments, 767s. We can accommodate Boeing 767s right now with our existing runway length. We just can't get them off the runway because our taxiway network is too narrow. They can't make the turn off the runway. So I hear a lot of people saying, well, maybe if we had 900 extra feet, we'd get airline service. That's really not the case. If we had a bigger taxiway on the west side, where you could channel those aircraft into the facility over here, that would be best. 757s, no problem. They come in here and park on a little concrete pad. 150 people come off of the 757. So we can accommodate airline traffic right now. It's just the larger cargo stuff. We're really focusing on that west side. Spoken with the FAA, we get grant money to extend the taxiway network. FDOT supports us, FAA supports us in our capital improvement projects. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So that taxiway
expansion, is that on the books? Is that going to happen?
It's on the books. It'll be built if we can find a user for it. We just can't build it with nobody in the queue, so to speak. But we're working on that.
What kind of surveys have you done to determine how many Ocala residents are driving to Gainesville, Orlando, Tampa to catch flights?
And the council is directed to the council as the general aviation facility.
So we don't clearly know what we're losing as far as flight traffic out of here.
Well, we do, but the information is significantly dated. They conducted those feasibility studies maybe a decade ago, and we couldn't justify the money to do another one. We just can't do it.
Now, is this something we want to approach both City Council and the CEP? Since you're saying the business community really has got to drive the train, I just wondered if it's something that the Parent Council and CEP could at least do some kind of survey or feasibility study. We'll see if we will drive.
Well, you're an airport guy, so to an uneducated person, when you're talking business enterprise development, to me, an airport falls right in light of that. Is that not accurate? I mean, if we had an airport, would that not help spur on economic development?
Yes, actually. This airport contributes, I'll get you the exact number.
Well, you don't need to. My question is, if we had a commercial service, does that?
It would help, but from a general aviation perspective, we contribute to the economy. The total economic direct impact to the economy, we have a fairly significant dollar amount. Mm-hmm. I get that for you.
Thank you.
All
right.
That's strange. This hasn't moved forward in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I hear stories of when Eastern flew in, but that's before my time. Yeah.
You would think the airports like Orlando and Tampa would have that available for them, for the airlines to ask, where's the traffic coming from so they can then back into it.
Right.
So, because you know when you make reservations, you're
going to
know where you're coming from.
Well, this is selfish on my part.
Okay.
I'd much rather drive here than the Tampa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But what is the maybe diplomatic? what will the city or the residents get out of expanding the airport? Or are you going to make it for bigger planes to come in? Just what are the outcomes from this?
Well, the reason I was asking for Melanie to invite Matt to come was just so we could determine what the city's posture was on adding commercial flights so that the residents don't have to go to Tampa, Orlando, Gainesville to catch a flight to Atlanta or Miami, and whether having commercial airline service would be a stimulus to growing business opportunities.
All right, well, how could they would have to justify that in some way.
Yeah, I came over from Melbourne and sort of moved, and we had commercial in Melbourne. Yeah. Brevard County is not a whole lot bigger than
Gainesville's smaller than we are. I mean, the population of Alachua County is less than Marion County.
Okay, so you're looking at more of the consumer market versus the business market?
Well, that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Well, I think the business market is probably over here.
Right.
At least a portion. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what he's trying to find is what the economic impact is, mm-hmm. what businesses are.
Yeah, because I was just Monday in Orlando, and I'm here to tell you, they are humming. They've been humming for years.
And they're growing.
I mean, you got businesses, I mean, it's like, okay. So when you look at that, and I'll look, it's like, it was, I don't know.
I'm printing up several of the rest of it. $88 million is what our total economic activity from the airport, 800 jobs, $88 million.
That's a bigger number than I
That's why I wanted to get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get 800 jobs, just like you asked?
Well, this was done, this was it was published March of 2010. The state did the study. Several airports throughout the state were included in it. It was done in about 08 and 09. And they just looked at all the businesses on the field, all the direct multiplier impacts. But $88 million total economic activity. Total payroll is about almost $23 billion. My own airport board talks about airline service. There was a big push a few years back to look into it. Okay, to the idea. I'm just looking at it. Okay. The master, just completed going through the master plan. Had public sessions on that. Nowhere does it even include airline service for the airport.
But to answer this question, given you already got existing airline traffic going into Gainesville and some other areas, what airlines would you be able to get to come here?
If the airlines could make a dollar, they'd come here right now. We could accommodate them tomorrow. If they called me up, I wanted to fly out of the Ocala Airport, I could accommodate them tomorrow.
Okay, but how would we would somehow we have to be able to substantiate that need, right? For the airline to come here and say, say Southwest Airlines is gonna fly out of Ocala, the 747 or what have you. So they're gonna want some numbers, right?
Yeah. I mean if the city council were wanting to push for that, that they would conduct a feasibility study. It's been discussed many times. We've done a feasibility study in the past and it didn't justify.
But you're saying that's 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
There's grant money out there for everything. Is there possibly grant money out there to do a feasibility study?
There is grant money out there. It's small community air service development grants. They're highly competitive. Honestly, I don't think we would compete very well for them.
Why do you say that?
Proximity to Gainesville, our existing levels of service, where we are operationally, and all the other airports out there that had service that could justify it and lost it because of economics. There's only so much money, and I just don't think we would compete well for it.
How would we measure it? Like, for example, the airport in Dunella. They got an airport that seems to be just sitting there.
How do we? Well, we're on a completely different playing field than Dunella, even Williston, for that matter.
Okay.
Even Leesburg. Leesburg doesn't have an instrument landing system, we do. Which basically means in bad weather, airplanes at the Ocala Airport can land with a ceiling of about 200 feet and visibility of about 3/4 of a mile. Whereas at Leesburg, and I can't remember all the third terms, but it's almost 3-4 times that now. So we've got that, and Leesburg's got a control tower. But the ILS really, really helps us out. Our FBO is a full service FBO. The fixed-based operator is basically the concierge for the community. It's the first thing that somebody sees when they fly into the Ocala Airport. They're greeted by customer service representatives. They take care of the fuel needs, catering, rental cars, hotel accommodations, anything that they need. It's basically a gas station for airlines. It's FBO. It's an acronym for it. Fixed-based operator. Ours is full service. They're open longer than any of the other surrounding airports aside from Gainesville. Our fuel sales, we do in 1 month what the demo pumps do. But, you know, kudos to them. They're doing everything they can. They just built some additional hangars. They do serve a purpose.
Right.
We get so much traffic here, it actually takes some of the smaller, slower airplanes away from us so that we can concentrate on some of the larger, fast movers, business jets, things like that.
The airlines flying into Gainesville, do you know if they make a profit?
I would imagine so. I don't think Gainesville has any active grants to subsidize any airlines.
Do we have room to store big airplanes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We may not a lot of room, but we can keep two Boeing 757s on our existing apron, but we have room to expand the apron.
So I understand the airlines are now becoming, it's a problem for them to have space for their planes because they're getting so much traffic now, you know.
Yes, that wouldn't be an issue on this airport.
Yeah.
Space.
Do you know if Brevard County Northern Airport is still running commercial airlines?
Yes.
Because they're not much bigger community than ours. I'm just trying to figure out because they're sitting there between Daytona and Orlando. Mm-hmm.
They have a huge military contract.
Yeah.
It's Paris. And the economy is kicking down there.
Yeah, Embraer just is expanding their aircraft finishing services down in Auburn.
And our West Airport. And West Palm Bay is blowing up.
Our best bet to get airline service on the airport is through air cargo. Because if we can land some air cargo, large air cargo operations out here, that will facilitate airline service because a lot of the airlines haul freight underneath their passenger seat. Playing on our proximity to everything else and large freight.
That would tie in the logistics nicely.
That's where we see our power plays.
I guess the question is, does new FedEx facility play into that?
We hope it will. They have not officially mentioned the Ocala Airport or their desire to operate. They know we're here. Yes, they do. They do know we're here.
Well, I guess then maybe just to wrap this up, the simple question, what can we do? Of course, enterprise, and we're kind of focused on certain areas, and it's part of this, out this way. Also, as private citizens, we'd really love to be able to not drive to Tampa twice or three times a month. What can we do to help them? What are your recommendations?
conduit to the business community. So maybe some meetings through that.
Well, with the city being, if we made a motion encouraging the city to look for grant funding to do a feasibility study, is that an appropriate motion to come from this body to city council?
I would recommend, if you're going to pursue that line, then I would recommend we start the airport board first. Because the council will just revert back to the board to get their opinion anyway.
Maybe the city commission and the driver to the airport board, or as an encourager, to be able to discuss it.
The airport board meets here for Thursday, November 1.
Carol, has Kevin ever talked about this?
Not this particular topic. So I don't think I can speak for Kevin on this topic. So I think that would involve an outreach.
Would you talk to Kevin about this topic?
Yes.
Maybe that's our starting
point. Right, and who should he be speaking to about the topic in the group? Who should, I will convey the conversation. Who should I be steering him to? Okay.
An airport director's perspective, if we were to get service out here, it would probably be one or two destinations.
Right.
Tampa, Orlando are probably too close. We'd probably end up seeing something like a Charlotte connection or Atlanta.
A kind of Miami kind of thing.
Maybe. That's kind of going the opposite direction, where I think Atlanta would be a viable opportunity for an airline. If they could just.
There's a nice little airline that flies out of Clearwater, Allegiant.
Sure.
Or else they fly.
Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of them.
It's
cheap fares.
And they have it going on. They really do. People will like they have certain flights that only go certain days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And people adjust their schedules mm-hmm. around what they offer. So they've got quite a business model going.
Yep. Allegiant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we take that once a year. Mm-hmm. We end up in Pennsylvania. We'll rent a car because we want to get to New York. Rather than fly into New York, it's easier and cheaper. Take the Legion into the Delaware Valley Gap there and fly into Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Clearwater,
Yeah.
Right, they go to Clearwater too.
Clearwater to Knoxville. It's like, who does that? But they do.
They do.
You know, and they do it for cheap, like $89.
I know.
It's like
twice a week.
They found the gap. They found the gap to fill. I think it's a smart model.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what I envision. I don't envision five flights a day out of here, but, you know, morning flight and afternoon flight.
They would probably be
I would hope they wouldn't do it here in Niagara Falls.
That's where Lakeland was doing it.
Niagara Falls.
Okay. It lasted for about 4 months.
Oh, right.
No longer than that. Yeah, I think it lasted maybe 8 months.
Oh, there's only so many honeymoons you can do in
that. Which went belly up. But they put significant infrastructure into their facility to try and accommodate it. They were making grandiose big things. The airport I used to work at, the city built a terminal to accommodate Continental Express. Put $4 or $5 million, just a beautiful mountain lodge terminal. And 6 months before the Denver International Airport opened up, Continental Express announced that they were pulling out of all the mountain locations. And they were on the city of Steve O'Sullivan's Fine Drive with an empty terminal and no airline service to pay for. Well, they certainly had a bond payment that they had to pay for.
Right.
So there's a pretty big risk.
Do you have to do anything or much to this terminal to do two flights a day?
In the short term, very short term, no. Mm-hmm. But if it was going to last a significant time frame, we would probably do some sort of a temporary structure until we get a more permanent terminal structure out there, which is on on the books, we're looking at doing some sort of a general aviation terminal project, 16,000 square feet, hopefully by 2018, near the ground. A small regional commercial carrier could utilize the facility. Moving some malls around, but it'd be better if front for reconstruction.
Who uses this airport the most right now? Who provides the most business for it?
Well, our season picks up around the summer. Starts to really pick up. You get snowbirds coming into town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our tea hangers get all rented out. We have 101 units. There's no vacancy in them right now. The OBS horse auctions start up in January, and they last basically through April and May. So we see significant traffic because of that.
Okay.
Pits.
Yeah.
We see just an enormous amount of traffic from pits. We'll have 20 jets in there. So that's a huge driver for us. And then believe it or not, around that same time frame, you've got the Ocala Grand Prix. And they've got a week-long tournament for a go-kart track. We get business jets flying. The owner's sons and daughters in to race in these go-karts. And for a full week, you can't get a hotel anywhere. It's pretty Ocala because you got pits going on, you got the Grand Prix going on, and then there's usually a second or some other function. So that time frame really generates the most for us. But I'll tell you, we get flight departments from Gander Mountain, Northern Tool, Kmart, Walmart, Dollar General, and the other dollar store. Dollar Tree, the one with Green Sun. Dollar Tree. They fly a lot. U-Haul, all the local companies, RLR, Trucking. They actually have a few members of the Talley Manufacturing. So we get quite a bit of business. And it's reflected in that
number. Okay.
Yeah, well, complaints like Skippy's Coast Guard, firefighter complaints, do they pay any kind of a landing fee, or do you just hope they buy fuel here?
If they stop, they will pay a landing fee. The Coast Guard signal breaks first. They never stop. Mm-hmm. They come here, they shoot their approach, they do a touch and go, and then they continue on their way. Now, the larger airline type traffic for on a flight or team charters that come in, they do pay a little $300 a little. Not much, but it's enough to cover our expenses to accommodate for us. But nobody else gets charged a landing fee on the airport.
We appreciate your coming today.
Who's this information?
You're in luck. Just open the door and see
you
again.
No, I actually talked about the airport. It's fine. I've been here 9 years. Better experience in my career. This airport is still a lot more clean.
No flight controllers still, correct?
No, the tower's been in operation 7 days a week since 2010.
But I thought they pulled or sequestered.
Washington was threatened. 149 airports were on the hit list. Through a lot of politicking, they miraculously found the funding. I'll give you an interesting statistic. Out of the 22,000 airports in the U.S., only about 6,000 or so were actually open to the public. The rest of them are the Chumble Air, the private living communities. Out of those 6,000 public use airports, only about 550 had air traffic control towers.
We do.
Wow.
And half of those 550 are contract towers. And the other half are FAA towers. Mm-hmm. Contract tower just means that the FAA contracts with private companies to provide those air traffic control services. They do it with half as many people and are open for just the same amount of time. And our tower, our operating expenses in our tower, the personnel is about $500,000 a year. It's wholly covered by the FAA. Now, if we were to have an FAA tower, it would be about 1.5 million. Mm-hmm. And they have twice as many people up there. Mm-hmm. So we do it for a fraction of the cost.
Yet airplanes are landing at the wrong area.
Yes.
Without a doubt. How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you miss?
Oops.
Oops, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks. I'm sure my cards are up front if you want to grab one. If you have any questions, you can call me.
Thank you.
Okay, Melanie. Okay.
There is really nothing to report except that on the education outreach side, I did go with Alicia Judge, I started calling her to New Orleans to promote the airport and to talk about the consent to the concept. So, just wanted to let you know that we did that.
Well, that's a nice trip.
We handed out all of Matt's business cards. Alicia ran out of business cards. There were 2,000 participants with 130 exhibitors.
Wow.
The group was the schedulers and dispatchers for the National Business Aviation Association. So it was a really well-attended event. It's the first time that we've exhibited, and we took that display board behind you and set it up in a booth. So the airport paid for that. Mm.
Fun job, you set that up. We can do it next year.
So nice.
Surprisingly, I was able to do it by myself in under 30 minutes. So. Mm. It can be done.
Okay. Huh? Did you get some vignettes and some?
I had some vignettes.
Cafe
Dumont.
Dumont, yeah. Cafe Dumont, yeah.
Chili coffee. Yeah. Yeah. You're still awake.
I like that. For the sound of it, yeah.
3 weeks later.
Very good. Update our businesses and eligible applicants. Any new?
Nothing new. We did have one application come through for an existing company.
Is Snyder of Wadia? Snyder Fleet, those are the ones relocating here. And they're an enterprise owner, aren't they?
I have not talked to Snyder.
Okay, because they're, I talked to them twice this week and we posted all their jobs, so they're probably about 25. And meeting with the gentleman and another Tuesday.
Oh, great.
So, but they're, it's their, it's my understanding they're enterprise, and I can't tell you the address, but it's my understanding they're an enterprise. So, I.
When are you meeting with them?
I'm waiting for, he's here, the gentleman's flying in, he's here Monday and Tuesday, and we've kind of got some tentative dates twice for Brett to get back. I'm like, I gave him some options, so, but, and then if not that week, he's coming back following because we're starting to interview and for hiring him. But everything, what I saw from them, they were in that was discussed on their relocation discussion.
So, Karen, would you send that information to the offer?
What information?
The address of the business.
Oh, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. We'll do.
Determine what might be available, and if you would, include us in that meeting.
That would be smart. Be really good.
One of the two
of
us will attend.
What
are
they doing?
Freight company.
Yeah, they will have truck drivers positions and retreading of tires where they work on things of that nature. So it's anything to do with fleet. So they have a, they're in Jacksonville right now and they have an office in Georgia. And well, they've got several places, but they're scaling back in Georgia and expanding here. So,
yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, that's always good news. There's another business coming in.
That old 84 lumber location seems to be hot.
Oh, in Tech? Yeah, they are.
And every time I drive by there, there's more and more traffic.
They've got a lot of grants at the state level, a lot.
We have a lot. For workforce. QTI needs that nature down.
Okay, board vacancies, we have some.
We do. We received two applications, one was for a representative of the code board to replace Bill. And then we also have a private individual who is interested in serving, and I believe that person is in the business field. So both of those are needs, we do that. And I would recommend that we just go ahead and go to council for approval, they're the only applications.
Who are they?
Ms. Kelly is one of them, Kyle Kelly. And I don't have the name of the other gentleman that's. Here's the address for.
I was gonna say, I figured you'd just.
Yeah, I have the address for Snyder, 115 Southwest, 49th Avenue, O'Callaghan. 115 Southwest, 49th Avenue.
And they're out by the Commerce Park off of 40, not quite three blocks before.
I haven't figured that yet.
Because that's 52nd to like on the Commerce Park, so 49th would be three blocks. So it's really only about 10 blocks from here. Go to 40, turn right, about 10, 11 blocks.
Have you ever communicated by email?
Yes, yeah.
Can you forward me your most recent email?
He called me, and then I set up a time and hadn't heard back from him. It was yesterday morning, I think.
Can you forward that to me? Okay.
It was good, I mean, like I said, so we went ahead and posted everything in the job orders, their enterprise zone, so they could, you know, we could start drawing everything, so we'll see. But I wondered if they had made out an application, and like I said, they're really interested in everything, so they probably, you know, haven't thought about that yet, so. No, the enterprise zone, they've got 6 months, so. That they can take advantage of, so if they hire an out of all, if any of them enterprise, they go back, retro.
Well, with the enterprise in a sense, with the job tax credits, they need to have somebody in place for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get a job.
Well, certainly on that, right, but it's still retro regards. Meaning if they started hiring in a month and they're on board for 3 months, in 6 months they can go back and apply in retro.
They go from 6 months from the time they become eligible to get their hire.
Oh, right.
So they need to start looking at it and keeping track of who they hire with the enterprise. So,
yeah.
But, you know, we're happy to put up those ads and help them with that. So.
Do we need a motion for these vacancies? Just move forward.
You can bring them forward.
I would certainly like to see an application or find something out about it before their names go to council.
Yeah.
Or something.
Interesting people out there.
Thank you. I realize we're being careful.
And then if there's just no major objection, we'll get that.
Could you email the applications to all of us?
We can do that. They need to be in place. They need to be appointed before our next meeting.
So if you email it, we can
turn around another.
Yeah, but when we turn it around, what if we said, wow, why are we looking at this individual if we're not meeting back, right? Does it have to be done before our next meeting?
But we can do it. If we could do a straw vote, or we could do a vote electronically, if we can see their applications. I'd just like to see their application before I think that they're good for that.
The council would make that determination.
Right.
Okay. Topics for future discussion.
Yeah, last meeting I asked if we could maybe just get an update on Heathbrook. I'm just curious. You know, the shopping center that it's out of bankruptcy and only two stores going in there at the moment is Kirkland.
So we're trying to get this group focused on
enterprise
creation
and
promoting those incentives and sticking, we're not doing a good job of our education and outreach portion of what we've said we're going to do for the strategic plan. I think we need to get refocused. Keithbrook is outside the area. They are a job creator. If we can find value in doing that, I don't have a problem with it, Scott. If there's something that would translate into what we're doing for the enterprise zone, transportation, whatever those issues are. But we really need to be identifying the barriers to businesses being able to create jobs in the enterprise zone. And I go back to, we're missing an educational and outreach component. We're not doing a good job of promoting this program. So.
I think I asked this question a long time ago. aside from the immediate staff there is not a marketing budget.
We do not have one. No. We had a meeting, was it last, spring, we met about the website and changes and everything. Where did all that go? That consultant that was there, or facilitator, not the specialist.
Are you talking about
Jonathan?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember. Was that your facility?
Mm-hmm.
You wrote or
that's right.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about, taking more information, putting on the website, promote Enterprise Zone. Has any of that taken place?
Well, we've already had linkages established.
We have
among our groups.
And
if there are more that we need to include, we need to do.
Because I thought that's what he was recommending, or suggestions. We, have our own, website, or certainly it was. I mean, initially, it's get it updated and everything, but without a proper website and everything, it's not going to. I think it's probably for Kia.
Sure, I need when you click on the city webpage, their homepage. Is there anything about the users? Is there a direct link on the homepage? And in the drop-down menus or anything?
You have to look, you have to want to look.
You have to dig a little bit.
It's not on the left side.
I think it's normally on any tax exhibits, but it is, you've got to be willing and wanting to find it, and you'll find it. You have to dig it. It's not.
I'm just wondering if there might be a way even if it's temporary for 6 months or something, I'd be directing it right up on the front of the paper.
Or just.
So when you go to the city locale, it's right there.
Well, even, or just on the home page. A link page that would be for tax incentives and that stuff. They could be combined with Enterprise Zone.
Yeah.
Because it truly is there enough there for Enterprise Zone now.
Put some kind of block so that immediately wouldn't hit the home page, it jumps out at you.
Melanie, I hear your focus really clearly.
Yeah.
What kind of a job have we done getting that word out to like Sam and Weech and Sparta McDonald?
We have met with the commercial real estate developers. We've been in front of that group. We've talked to divisions of the Chamber of Economic Partnership. We have met with a couple of CPAs on an individual basis. We have been able on their agenda.
But you have had the commercial real estate folks.
To two of the local Rotary clubs, we can continue to do that. I don't have a problem with that. But those are the efforts that we need.
Have we done the mail out to the employer, the businesses in the enterprise?
We did.
How long ago was that?
I think it was a mail out. It was when we initiated the enterprise. And we had 7 attendees for the information.
Right. I remember that, but again, the information.
I haven't done it again.
But how long ago was that mail out went? I'm not saying it was 2 years ago, but just information about it. And they could put to the website or call somebody for information or brochures. So that's going to be an easy way to get it out there, relatively inexpensive. Kind of remind it because it falls off people's radar.
Sure. To keep it top of mind.
Keep reminding.
We do this every day at the CEP.
Yeah.
We have to remind people 2 or 3 times.
7 times.
About an event coming up or something like that to keep it top of mind for people.
I say it 7 times before people remember.
Sure.
If we could tie it, I mean, it would be nice to do some kind of event that, that is tied to something else besides enterprise. I mean, this ought to be the ground. Mm-hmm. If they're not, it's got to be something else, mm-hmm. we think. And we could talk about it. It seems like we talked several minutes ago about something about a Tuesday talk. To try, in that respect,
it's happy, in the minutes for December.
Was it December? Okay.
It's in the December minutes.
That we, you know, why if we had something that we could be promoting to businesses and attach a small portion of it to the CEP talk, you know, I mean, I know that, and truthfully, you know, personally from experience, the Tuesday talks. Draw always based on who's presenting and what the topic is and everything. So yeah, you know, it's a lesser type, I guess, hot topics have lesser attendance than some of the others, and it does match if it's attached to something, but you know, might make a difference there.
Attached to my topic.
Yeah, whatever that hot topic might be coming up and everything. So and tag team it. So
Carol, did you want to check and see if there's a place that would make sense for us to do that?
You mean another topic
future,
to tie it to?
Yeah, future scheduled talk, Tuesday talk, mm-hmm. that you brought up.
Jay spearheads that, so I can discuss that with her.
Because mm-hmm. I think that's a great venue. And Kevin had mentioned, and I haven't looked it up yet, the CEP, one of the chambers was separate. They had committees. And they're bringing the committees back. I don't know when those come in, but I think once that's established, there will be some committees there for business outreach or for economic development. Something might be good that someone with your team be attached to that, because again, that's going to be driven by business as well, and it's a different audience as well.
And that's already currently. If you go to the website,
there's
an option to fill out a form to become part of a committee.
Okay.
So it is started.
It is
the form is there, and it has started for it to ramp up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you identified a committee yet?
I believe that the links are there for the different committees.
You mentioned that, but I
Yeah.
Are we no longer going to have a representative from the chamber on this board?
Well, yeah.
I'm here representing. I'm representing Kevin today because he's up in Tallahassee. I'm here in his stead.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Chamber of Economic Partnership, so we just kind of abbreviate it CEP. So Kevin is typically in most of the meetings, and when he can't be here, I'm here on his behalf, and I'm connected to economic development.
Okay.
I support Brett, who does business attraction. So it's kind of a nice tie-in for me to be here in his place.
Excuse me, I have been away.
That's okay.
I have been away for a while. I lost a brother.
Sure.
Yeah, I lost a brother, and I had to go up north for
a
while.
I do know that for one of our Tuesday talks, we had one of our Tuesday talks was how to become a vendor with the county.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of thought we had talked about this maybe in the past about how to become a vendor with the city. I'm just throwing that out there as something that this might be a tie-in to tying this, you know, the enterprise zone into that topic.
And then they've had accountants. There was a Tuesday talk with accountants doing tax incentives and everything. It wasn't that there was something to do with the accountants. A lot said it was a while back.
Right. Right.
You know. Just another option. Just
what I'll do is, I'll present it to Jay, and then I may put Melanie put you directly in contact with Jay. Would that work? Okay.
I think we can just give her a call. I can do that.
Let me just chat with her about it
to
give her some context, and then I'll have her reach out.
Okay. Be great.
I'll make that happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. This is just a thought for the next meeting. This is a thought. Instead of having a meeting like we normally do, which I'm sure we're required to by the charter, but what if we invited, if we could identify four or five of the largest real estate salespeople, what if we invited Sandin and Bartow, and do we know who the others might even be? Who was big in this?
I know that Van Aiken.
Van,
or seat on the state level.
Okay.
I would think Boyd Real Estate.
Yes, there you go. What if we had five or six of those folks and had them come to the meeting and we do a little dog and pony show for them, just to remind them, it'd be nice to have some refreshments in your meager budget. You guys steal some crackers out of City Hall. That's
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Those have some bandits also, you guys are so.
I would like to feed you if you do it by one.
Well, that's, you know, that is a thought, except, yeah, that is a thought. It's just a suggestion, though. I know we have to have a meeting because we're required to have 4 minutes. So we have to have minutes, but what if we combine that with inviting some of the people who could really make something like this happen? Just make
suggestions of how we could do more outreach.
Yeah.
The CEP is always an option also.
That's a meeting place, yes.
And our power plant business incubator, they've got space up in their training room. We're trying to promote that as well, because it gives it, it is, and it gives it really good visibility.
I haven't been to that training room. It's in the power plant?
Yeah, on the second floor. It's the big open space, and they've really done a lot with it.
Wow, I wouldn't wear.
Yeah.
But again, going back to the original thought I had, we need a budget, a marketing budget. I mean, we seem like we're trying to do everything for free. And you got to have some money in order to attract other funds. So if we had a small budget, something that we could promote the enterprise zone with, and like you said, take what, 7 times for people to remember things? Mm-hmm. And we come like the Coca-Cola commercial or some kind of a marketing plan to really keep the enterprise zone out there.
Does the community foundation have money? They don't have any grants or program and everything like that.
I'm aware. I don't know that they're getting out any money. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of local places where you can get a grant for that sort of thing.
Well, Corey Pullman doesn't have to say no. You can always go ask Corey for a little money.
I think it's a strawberry vegetable. It's already invested in the return. Once it gets over there.
As soon as we start managing money, we're going to fall under audit requirements.
Oh.
The problem.
Do you have to do that if you just get in kind and you'll get money? So we could maybe go to some, you know, I'll give you an example. WellCare. They just printed 500 color 70-page annual reports for the Children's Alliance for free. And they do newsletters for free, and they do printing for about anybody. And the only thing they ask is they get a little ad, you know, in there.
That's nice.
They,
That's a great in kind.
So maybe they would print up, if we had something, you know, as she was talking about, they would print up something for us. I know we would.
How many of you are already doing publications where you could promote the city's enterprise zone program? I mean, Radcliffe Engineering found out that we were doing an enterprise and expansion, and they promoted that in their newsletter, which goes to 1,000-person readership. We did it a while back on our newsletter that we had reinitiated. It was a good while now.
So maybe we can, instead of cash, maybe we could try to figure out where are our in-kind contributions that we could pull in to help promote this, so you don't have to go through that auditing nightmare. Would we want to invite any of the commercial real estate guys? Let's invite like the top five and pick their brain and see what they suggest. And at the same time, it reiterates to them who we are and what we're doing.
But how would we be different than what CEP is already doing?
I don't know that CEP at this point is pushing
that. No, what I'm saying basically is that CEP, they promote economic development for the whole county, right?
Right.
Enterprise zone, outside the enterprise zone, on top of the zone.
Yeah, right.
So they more than likely going to be in touch with businesses that are looking for certain specific departments and incentives in order to come into this area.
But this would just make it more focused. I can appreciate it because that's a broad net.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean they're all over in a bad way, but they're touching so many. It's not the primary focus because it's a teeny.
What you want to do is whet their appetite and have them want
this to work and be successful and for them to be part of it. And they try to work it a little bit harder.
I do some commercial real estate myself. That's why I'm asking that question. Because some of the people I deal with, they're looking for other things. And sometimes they look for some stuff that you may have in that city enterprise zone. Other times they want to be out where there's a lot more land, where they can grow their business, for example. And they've been looking for other state incentives. I'm just curious.
Well, the other thing that the CEP has done is they have, I think we talked about this before, they have added their sites and buildings to the land, to everything, and the enterprise zone is one of them.
It's a layer, it's a custom layer.
This could serve as another one of those seven reminders.
Exactly, and to drill it down a little bit deeper, Brenda's
where, would you want to be if we do this? We can meet here, or Brad said his building, or you suggested the power plant. Where would we want?
What does the group want?
This is a little far out, except for me and Brad, who actually live out this way. But power plant and CEP are so centrally located, and certainly for you guys, walk across the street. But
I'd be liking CEP, if that's all right.
April 2nd.
Or if it isn't, if you think the power plant conference room is good, either one, I think would be great.
Is everyone open to either?
Yeah.
Do we have a foyer that we could identify that is really benefited from the enterprise zone? That, you know, because the testimonial of an employer's success would speak louder than anything we did with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
The ones that are taking advantage of it to the greatest degree are corporate,
okay,
and it comes from a representative.
Yeah, I got you. That's out of the area.
Yeah. But then could we, okay, so then take it, whatever that company is, at that meeting, and then we could say, and I don't know if we can say who those corporate are, but Company A received benefited by X dollars, Company B benefited by X dollars as a result of growth. Well, I thought that what I would do is put together some examples of the savings that have been realized through the program. For those that have participated, it would be a thing. Sure. Because Company A visits it.
That would be great.
Yeah. And that speaks loud, and that goes back to what you're saying. What's in it for me for those real estate, you know, where am I going to benefit from? So,
So I'll confirm the space.
And you already have the date is
April 2nd. And will there be outreach to those that are going to be invited outside the group to attend?
If we need to invite them, Melanie, I think.
We'll take care of the invitation.
Okay, sure. So should I give that to you or Aubrey?
Give it to Aubrey.
Will do. Yeah.
Aubrey, don't.
You're seeing a trend here. Aubrey, I relate to that, so you're good.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Second motion to adjourn.
So you have one more. We talked about thinking for the next meeting after October. We need to do a quarterly meeting, and we try to keep three or four of these advanced meetings on here so that there's what we're doing. Looking at January, is that what we were looking at for additional dates?
Well, there's actually, you need to look at July 9th. You don't know because of how that falls in relation to July 4th. Hmm. You look at that date, see for what your feeling is on that. As well as January.
Already got you on the calendar for July. I thought that was already done.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a conflict with the 4th.
The 4th is on a Friday, so
yeah.
You got Thursday. Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah. You took the day off. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you should be back by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
January. Well, we have the day from October as well, which is the second Wednesday. I don't think
all those days look fine.
Yeah.
Then the last one is January 7th, as what we have as tentatively. That's the first call on the Thursday before, so.
I want the long one, I don't care. I would share.
It is the first 2015 meeting anybody has been.
We could do one later, we could do, like, the February meeting.
So for now, these dates are all okay.
Are you gonna have a budget?
What's that?
You gonna have a budget?
Oh, see, the same thing, sure.
You got a marketing budget? It'd be nice if you could like this. Or something you gotta like.
Get the third name.
Yeah, that's not.
Or even.
That's the Associated Grocers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one that we're probably.
Yeah.
That's on our website, it's locateocala.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
It's nice, yeah. Yep.
See, they already got it, why don't you tell them?
No, I mean, this was presented to us, and this is just a site that's on Locate Ocala.
Yeah.
I recognize the materials because they provided that to us, so we could load the information.
Yeah.
It's for the Associated Grocers.
All right, that's a children's based Liam, all right, that's a problem, and they've been promoting it. And I'm just suggesting Michael will do the same thing in the enterprise zone, similar.
For different buildings and sites that are.
Yeah, what's here, what's in the enterprise zone?
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of marketing strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, this costs a few dollars, but that's a thought.
I'll repeat my motion to adjourn.
Second.
Is there pretty much cancer in the stars?
Yeah.
Nobody's around.
Let me really repeat
your
that.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I haven't checked
that. On occasion,
you're going to be on break.
He's a good looking guy. He's gonna be, we just got a notification to bear a headline with Strawberry Festival.
Oh, good.
Oh. Yeah, for recording hours, Chuck Wicks.
Okay, that's great.
And yes, we started back in 2008, but I.
Okay, that's good.
Got a new album coming out, we just got confirmation.
So that'll be a big draw for that, right?
Yeah, that's excellent.
See, a winner won at the top winner, because the winner.
I don't know, I don't watch.
Underneath, you
better
than the top.
It's open, somebody tell me. All in favor of the motion to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Four.
Okay, well, I've got my list of things.
Yeah.
I do.